than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where you talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and watching us on YouTube.
That's right.
Joining me, as always, in the mobile podcasting studio, my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Brandon? How's things going, man?
Things are good, man. It is a hectic month for me. I got a lot going on. I got work. I got other stuff going on.
And it's only the 8th.
I know.
Oh, we need to pump the brakes here.
Yeah. And you know the Stanley Cup playoffs are starting.
So Caps.
You know I'm excited.
Caps.
You know I'm excited. But
rock the red here.
There
hey.
You go.
Hey, he said everything and everything Ravens, but hey, rock the red. We got support. Sport.
That's right. So only two more games left of there. You can listen to What the Puck throughout the playoffs. Get you ready for them. But like you did a month or two ago, we were kind of doing one of the inspirational stories.
Right.
I got one to share. I thought it would be a good time to do that this month. It's not something that has personally happened to me, but within my family and affected my family and kind of how the Ravens helped us out through this situation. Mm-hmm. So as you know, and as anyone who personally knows me knows, that I have a very tight-knit family. It's me, my mom, and my aunt, and my grandmother was a huge part of my family.
Right. And they're very, very, very well-spoken people. I have nothing nice thing to say about them. I had the chance to meet him a few times.
Yeah.
Family's awesome, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. But a couple of years ago, it was about probably 7 years ago, my grandmother was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And for those of you out there that don't know what Crohn's disease is, it affects your intestines, infects your bowels, makes you go to the bathroom like 20 times a day. So it's something that is not something that a lot of people want to talk about, not something that it's very comfortable to talk about, because it's, you know, it's going to the bathroom all the time. No one wants to talk about that kind of stuff. But my grandmother was diagnosed with it, and she had a flare-up of Crohn's disease in the winter. It was about 5 years ago, and her intestines became like tissue paper. So if it got wet, it just kind of, you know, dissolved. And there was waste getting into her body, so her body made a hole, you know, for waste to get out of, because she couldn't go to the bathroom as quickly as this waste was coming out. So she had surgery, She had to get a colostomy bag put on, and that was something that was very new to me and my family. And since we were such a tight-knit group, we went to go see her every single day. And she was in the hospital for over a year.
Are you serious now? Does it affect your way of life?
Oh, absolutely. I would go to work. I would go to the hospital or rehab center until 9 o'clock, 9:30, and then I would go home. So I literally, for an entire year, I just slept at my house. I didn't have a social life. I didn't do anything. It was go to the hospital, make sure. Because I'm sorry to if you work in the medical profession out there, but it's been my experience that if you're a doctor or whatever, you have a lot of patients, you don't really pay close attention to certain patients. Because the biggest thing right now in hospitals is not to make people feel better, but to get them out of the hospital, because they need to free up a bed. So
it's like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Get them out of the table so they can make more money,
right,
burn and turn. And unfortunately, I hate to say that, but that's the way, you know,
yeah,
this day and age is. It's, you know, you're taking up my time, money. Money's time.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. It's in a lot of, I've seen that happen time and time again, especially in my job. Excuse me. It's, I got to be on the phone quick. Of course, not to switch gears to what you're talking
about.
It's unfortunate. Like, my job is timed. Like, get off the phone quick. And it's like, long ago are the personal attentions. Like,
mm-hmm,
about taking time. And of course, and if, I don't know if everybody remembers, I know you've seen probably Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, yeah.
Fewer clients, more attention. And I think the moral of that story always homes home, because it's unfortunate. Like, with the caregiving, you know, it's instead of really honing in and taking the time to get people the better, which is the name of the game in a hospital, and why people probably go into the health profession is to health and medical field is to help people.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, all right, you know, they diagnose them on a sheet, they look at the sheet, they don't care, and it's you're just another patient to them. So I just hate hearing that, man, that happened to you guys.
So like, what happened was she had this surgery, she had a colostomy bag put on. The way they do it, or at least the way they did her, is that, you know, they cut open her stomach, and they didn't stitch her back up. They put this vacuum thing on, and they let it heal from, like, the inside out. So, like, she had this new hole in her body on her side. She had a hole in her stomach that needed to heal. She was 75 at the time, and she was so sick when she came in, and she was so dehydrated and everything that her body was, like, shutting down organs by the time she went to the hospital and got this all fixed. So they were pretty much like, well, you had the surgery. We're done with you now. You have to go to rehab. And you have to figure out how to live with this. So, like, immediately they were just like, boom, gone. We're like, well, she, you know, hasn't slept in a week, and she's sick and this, that, whatever. They didn't care. So they just wanted to get her out to the rehab center. So a year continues on. She goes into a rehab center. She gets sick again. She goes back into the hospital, goes back into another rehab center. And a bunch of them won't take them. So we're at a specific one. And due to the fact that I'm going to say this here. I'm not going to say the name of the hospital. I will say that they do love borscht, and they do love matzo ball soup, but I'll leave it at that.
Never have I had any of it.
Yeah, good.
I don't know what that stuff is.
It's terrible.
It just sounds weird.
But this specific place put her in a room with somebody else who had MRSA.
Enough said.
Yeah. And
enough said.
After she got MRSA, it wasn't diagnosed by the doctor who was on staff there for a month. And remember, we're going there every single day. There, she's saying her knee hurts so bad because, like, a pillow will touch it or whatever, and it stings and it hurts or whatever. So after a month and actually us forcing the doctors to do a test, he's like, she has MRSA in her knee. She's going to have a surgery again. So to remove the MRSA from her knee. Never did they say it was because we put her in a room with somebody who had it and we used the same stuff because we didn't keep the place clean. They wouldn't admit to that. But so there she goes. She has another surgery, this time on her knee. So now she has a colostomy, a hole healing in her stomach, and now another thing that has to heal on her knee. So as she's going through all this, we're about 9 months in at this point. She's so sick, and she's still in the hospital that she's having trouble breathing now because her body's like an overload, you know, trying to make sure like they're healing as much as possible. So her body's like reacting to all this medicine and everything. To get her out of the hospital, they put a trach in her throat. So because she's breathing so fast, so they kind of like, you know, put her under for a day or two, and they put this trach in her throat. So now she can no longer talk, and she's breathing through this hose in her neck because she was breathing so rapidly, and they just had to slow it down because there wasn't enough oxygen getting to her head. So after they put that trach in, they're like, all right, well, see you later. We've done our part. And they sent her to another rehab center. So this final rehab center is like, all right, well, the biggest thing we have to do is get her off the trach because we're coming up to the year at this point, and she's going to have to go home eventually because, you know, insurance is going to run out and all that kind of stuff. So as they're like weaning her off of the trach at this point, she's able to start talking again. And this is now in the fall of, was it, I guess, 2011 at this point?
So this was over a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Over a year
all
process.
This was happening for a year.
That's a pretty grueling time frame.
Yeah, yeah.
It
was rough. And I'm getting to the Ravens point here because you're probably, like, listening at home being like, I wanted to hear about Joe Flacco. I don't want to hear about your grandmother's colon, you know? That's what people write
there's
right
a
now.
Point to this.
Yeah.
There's a point.
Yeah, but
I definitely, you know, I really, I didn't know that was all involved.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, especially being her up there in age,
mm-hmm.
she had to go through all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that wasn't fun to take.
No, she was a strong lady, mm-hmm. you know, she took everything that she's like, all right, if this has to get done, let's do it. And like, she just, you know, kept going through it and going through it and kept having, you know, faith to keep going on. But as this trach thing started happening where she didn't talk for about 2 months because this trach was in her throat, and they would take her off the trach during the day and she would like start breathing heavy again. They put her back on. So eventually they were able to wean her off of it so she could have like 2 hours without it and she could start talking again. This was in the fall of 2011. So the Ravens season is starting up at this point.
Year before the big game. Yes. 2011.
Yes. Yeah, 2011.
So this is when we, the Lee Evans, Billy Cundiff, the yeah. year. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to set the table on
actually,
what season it was.
It might have been the year before that, actually. It might have been 2010. I'm not 100%
sure. That's when we
sure.
lost to Pittsburgh in the divisional round.
That was it.
21-7.5-time lead.
Yeah, see, you know all this stuff.
Let's not go there. I bent the fork that game. Let's not go there.
All right, so
I know, of course.
Yeah,
guru.
So it was 2010. If it's September, my grandmother had been in the hospital at 9 months at this point. So like, I am grasping at like all the straws to figure out like what could motivate her to get home, what could you get her to work a little bit harder, what does she love to do, because I would do stuff like I'd bring her plants and I'd bring her like balloons and stuff like that. The reason, like, you didn't meet me before this, but I used to have short hair, like as short as yours, and she hated guys with long hair. So when she went into the hospital, I said, I am not cutting my hair until you come home.
Look at that.
So for a year.
And you got a story behind the hairdo.
Yeah, yeah. So
there you go.
For a year, I didn't cut my hair. And for a good 6 months, I didn't shave my beard, like trim it at all. Because I said, look, if you don't come home, I'm going to start looking homeless.
Talk about a playoff beard.
Yeah. So like, I grew my hair really long. I had like Jesus hair, like Daniel Bryan hair.
that dude. Yeah. Enough said. Guys, unkept as it can be.
Yeah, yeah. So I had this really long hair. I was doing everything to motivate her to kind of come home. So I emailed the Ravens and just said, my grandmother's a huge fan. She loves Joe Flacco. She's a huge Ravens fan. She's been in the hospital for 9 months. Can you guys, like, you know, can a player stop by and just kind of, like, say hi to her and say, like, I hope you get better? Can you send her, like, a
no
picture
way.
Or something like that?
What happened?
And they actually wrote me back, which I was shocked at. I was like, I can't believe, because this was, like, literally just, like, a shot in the dark. I just did, like, you know, like, info@BaltimoreRavens.com or something.
So it was, like, a generic email, I guess.
Yeah. Somebody emailed me back and said, you know, because this is the in-season everything, the Ravens are very very busy. They don't have a lot of time to just kind of make. They can't go visit everybody that requested or whatever.
Did this happen in the all season then, or no?
No, this is right as the season was about to start.
Oh, well, right about breaking training camp.
So
busy time.
So they said we can't have somebody come out, but if you give us an address, we'll send her a care package. So I was like, oh wow, this is so cool. So I gave them my address. We didn't see anything for about a month or so, and I emailed them again. They're like, oh, we didn't know how to make it out to, whatever, whatever. So at this point, I'm kind of like, all right, well, you know, good shot, but, you know.
Kind of like they thought they brushed it on the rug, like you thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. But then in the mail, I get a letter from the Ravens, and it's like an 8x10 folder, you know, in an envelope and everything. Super legit, super cool. And I open it up, and it's a letter personalized to my grandmother. And it says, you know, Miss Holthouse, we're the Baltimore Ravens understand that you're going through a really rough time right now health-wise, and that, you know, watching the games kind of makes you feel a little bit better. I just want to let you know that we're rooting for you on the sidelines, and we're behind you no matter what, and we hope that you can get better, and the Ravens will always be here for you, that type of thing. And with that letter, they sent a team photo, a lanyard.
No way.
A couple pens, you know, stuff like that they hand out. But it was a personalized gift to my grandmother. So that day, I went up to the hospital after work, and I said, guess what? You got some mail. And, you know, that she put this little thing on so she could start talking again. She's like, who's it from? I said, the Ravens. And she's like, come on.
She didn't believe you.
Yeah, yeah. So
I can imagine that feisty she might be.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she was definitely. Get out. She kept me in my place, you know, back in the day.
As all grandmothers do.
Yeah, yeah.
Mothers do that too, but grandmoms, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I read her the letter, and I was like, hey, you know, this is the thing. They're on the sidelines. They're rooting you on. She's like, is that really from them? And I was like, look at the letterhead. And it said Baltimore Ravens had the logo. And I said, look, you have a team photo. Here's some pens. Here's some lanyards. And even though it was just like a team photo, pens, lanyards, like giveaways they give out at like every event, like her face just lit up. Like she was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is – look at how cool this is. And you know, I had her – take a picture holding everything and giving a thumbs up. And you could tell, like, she didn't feel well. But she's got a smile on her face, and she's got a big thumbs up. And I don't like looking at pictures of her when she was in the hospital. It was a very rough time in her life, in my life, in our family's life. But I love looking at that picture because for the longest time, you know, she went through colon surgery, and she went through healing, and she went through learning how to live with a colostomy bag, and then she went through MRSA surgery, and then she had this trach. And after all that, You know, she got a couple pens and a lanyard and a personalized letter from the Ravens, and it, I mean, it made her day. So that was very, very touching for me. Very cool of the organization to do that. Now, past that, she did get to come home after a year. We had to bring, you know, a hospital bed into the house. We kind of became her caregivers, and she was supposed to go in for another surgery later that year, about this time. And unfortunately, she did pass away because she had another flare up. This was five years ago. So, in her memory, my family and I do a benefit every single spring to benefit the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. That's what she had. And we do it in her name, in her memory, because they have a walk in June, and we're Pat's Crohn's crew, and we walk in her memory, and we hold up, you know, pictures of her and everything. The other cool thing, the reason why I'm keep going with this story, the other cool thing is that the Ravens donate every single year. They last 2 years they gave a signed John Harbaugh photos. This year they donated a signed picture of Eugene Monroe.
Look at that.
So I love the fact that the Ravens went out into the community. You know, we have to, of course, like, they're not gonna just give everybody signed photos. You have to go through the right, you know, protocol or whatever. But they've donated to us for 5 years straight. And that's the coolest thing, because I've doing this for 5 years and asking for so many donations and everything. There's places that just go, well, I can't do it this year. We had a rough year. We didn't make enough or whatever. But every single year, the Ravens have just given us a photo, and it's been John Harbaugh.
Do
it's
they
been,
know? Do they know the situation? Like, do they know who they're giving to, or is it kind of random? Like,
I mean,
like, you ask for it and they give it to you, or do they know? Like, because they gave her the care package, do they know it's for her cause?
See, I don't think they know about the care package. I think it's
a whole probably an HR thing. It's probably like a front office thing at the Castle where they get the and it, it's sent out by the front office. I don't think like it came from Ozzie or Bishotti. I don't think. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. But I think that's probably where it came from.
Yeah, but I've been so touched by the organization. You know, no matter what the Ravens do, I'm just always going to be a fan because of what they did for my grandmother in that hard time that she had. And the fact that even though they're giving us an 8x10 and you know, people might balk at it and be like, why didn't they give you a helmet? Why didn't they give you this? I don't care. Like, the fact that you're giving me anything to auction off is the coolest thing in the world. I mean, that is unbelievable that the organization would help out a group that I'm representing to raise money to fight this disease. And the cool thing is, last year when we had this benefit, one of the representatives from the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation came and they were on the mic and they said, because of the money raised here and the money raised around the nation and because of the research that they've been able to do, they are predicting that within 5 years, Crohn's disease will be cured, which, I mean, that's the whole reason we do this, is that what my grandmother went through and what my family went through, another family doesn't have to do that. So the Ravens helping in that way to help us get to that goal is, you know, I'm forever thankful for that and what they've done for me and my family, because at the hardest time of my life, they were there at, you know, when they won the Super Bowl and I you know, was jumping up and down. They were there. It's, it's all about support, and it's, you know, they're always going to be a huge part of my life because I know that they've been there for me.
That's a very impressive story on all fronts, because it just shows the first class of the organization from the top down. And yeah, it might not have come from the owner himself. It might not have come from Harbaugh or Ozzie or Bishotti, but it came from the team.
Yeah.
It was official, it was legit, and, you know, in honor for memory, it's a great cause. I know it's a great benefit you guys put together. I'm just very impressed on all fronts that that happened, and she was able to live that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just speaks volumes, and it's just another touching story about how the Ravens can help, you know, families, you know, like yours, and they touch people. I mean, you know, they impacted me personally, not to that level, but we each have our own story. And of hope. I mean, you could probably go on YouTube and look up stories. I mean, I think it was it was kind of like the same lines. Like, you see this time and time again, and I'm barely that touched me, man. That was didn't know it had an impact on you, man, and your family, and this team holds true. And I'm choked up as lost words, because that's just that's wild, man. That's just a wild story to hear, and her memory lives on in honor, and of course the Ravens play a part in that, and I'm really glad to benefit and they're raising money in that, and it'll be cured. That's why money is raised for charities across the nation.
Yeah.
for Crohn's colitis, but you know, cancer research and diabetes research. I mean, how many you can count on how many foundations there are out there for research, and everybody thinks that the dollars go to waste, but no, they don't, because that's what we're trying to accomplish today. We want to create some healthy lives for some families out there, and no one has to endure what you guys went through. And you know, it's kind of like better late than never, because you can be selfish with it, be like, well, I don't want to help anybody else because we had to endure that. But it's still, even though she wasn't a part of this, and to see the curing and everything, at least you can help other families in that respect by paying respects and paying memories, and it's a great thing, man.
It's something it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie about that, putting this benefit on, but I would continue to do it just to in her memory, and the fact that the Ravens do help out is huge. And if anybody's out there and they want to come to the benefit, it's April 19th of this year. It's a Sunday. It's at Tall Cedars in Parkville. Tickets are $40, and you get in there. We have a couple different Ravens baskets we're raffling off, as well as the Eugene Monroe photo.
I am. I tell you this. I saw some of the prizes. Guys, it's awesome. I've been there before, but I tell you what. One thing I did see, and it's not football related, but I'm a big Friends fan.
Oh, come on. You like the Friends
basket?
Come on.
I might just go for that. Like, and if I don't win it, I'm going to try. Like, I might spend $100 just to buy it, but but you guys got to go. It's a great time. You know, food was great. And like I said, it's one of the best benefits I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of the charity events, the Bull Roast, and it's very well put together. And those involved, I've seen you got a lot of businesses involved in making these baskets now. But my question to you is with this is, do you have to make the baskets yourselves, or did they prepare those and give them to you? Because they're very well done.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, that's all me, my mom, and aunt, and our friend Stacy. You ought to see the office right now. It's just like boxes and boxes of stuff and baskets that are made up. Last weekend, we worked from 1 to 9 Saturday and Sunday and just made baskets. And we're only halfway done. We still have 50 more that we're putting together. We've got two with Oriole tickets. We've got a night stay at the Hilton in White Marsh. We've got so many. We got OC Brewing Company in Ocean City. They're donating stuff. So we got lots of other stuff to put together. But we go to local businesses, local independent businesses. Jimmy's Seafood, they do so much charity work. They gave us a gift
Jimmy's
card.
Jimmy's is well known for that, I'm sure. Yeah. I was going to say, I'd be surprised if he did.
Yeah,
they're very well known for that.
I think we're going to average 100 baskets this year.
Is this your largest one? 100 baskets?
Now, we did 120 2 years ago, and
really?
I felt like that was too much. It's like,
gotta cap it.
Yeah, you gotta cap it at some point, because it was just so many.
Have you seen a rise in ticket sales or support?
Have you
sold a lot this year versus the other years? I mean, not to have a sales competition, have you seen it being successful, or have you seen a?
Well, I mean, it's definitely gone up from the first year. The first year we had about 40 people, and then last year we topped over 120. This year, right now, 2 weeks away, we're at 104. So I'm hoping
averaging about 100 a year. Yeah. It's still not bad.
Yeah, I mean, we used to go to this place called Skipjacks on Bel Air Road, and we kind of outgrew that place. They still donate every year to us, but we kind of outgrew that place and went to Tall Cedars. They seat about 400 to 500 people, and we do about 120. So, like, there's definitely more room to continue to grow, but we're very happy with where we are right now, and it's a lot of great prizes, and I get to host it. So, you know me, since my hobby is talking, I get to talk for 6 hours.
And mine, too.
Yeah.
And I talk for a living, so yeah. I'm surprised my voice still works. I don't know how it does.
So, of course, you know, me up on a stage with a microphone, I'm happy, and I get to DJ stuff. So it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of work, and I always take off a day after, and I usually have to go on vacation within 2 weeks afterwards, because after you get done that, you're just kind of like, you are exhausted. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I love doing it. I enjoy keeping my grandmother's memory alive, and I it's so cool to see people that personally knew her and then tell their friends who didn't know her and bring those people in, and people that, you know, friends of friends of friends are starting to show up, and I get to tell them this story and about how great of a person she was, and how much she influenced my life, and how this year, it's on April 19th, that's the day that she passed away 5 years ago.
Oh, fitting.
So
5 year anniversary.
Yeah. So it's
Joe Flacco. Flacco's number.
Right.
And she loves Joe Flacco, right?
Oh, she loves it.
There you go.
Let me tell you, I'll leave it at this. My family and I, we go to Ocean City every single Thanksgiving. It's our tradition ever since I was 7. I have this one photo, and I set it on a tripod and a timer and everything. It's me, my mom, and my aunt, my grandmother, and my dog. And we're at the inlet in Ocean City, beaches behind us. I had it put on this, you can check this out too, it's this thing called Boardwalked. And he takes, you know, they redid the boardwalk in Ocean City a couple years ago. He has all the old wood that was actually used on the boardwalk. He cuts it up and then puts photos of Ocean City stuff on it. Well, I talked to him. I did a podcast with him a couple years ago and said, can you personalize them? So I got this picture. It's my whole family, and we're all in Joe Flacco jerseys.
There you go.
So I got that on a piece of boardwalk. It makes me smile every time I see it, and I got that done. But it's everybody's decked out in their purple, and my dog's got a Raven scarf on. But we're all wearing number 5. We're all wearing the Joe Flacco jerseys, and you know it's one of my favorite memories of us trying to get that picture done, because like my grandmother was like, all right, I'm done now. You got enough. And I'm like, well, the dog wasn't looking right, whatever. And she's worried about this. She's like, no, I'm done. And she just walks off and gets to the minivan.
No way.
Yeah. So she's like, we're done. We're done. So right. It's like the last photo I took, and all of us except for the dog are looking at the camera, and it's one of my favorites. So yeah.
Great memory.
Yeah. So Raven's big part of my family. Family's a big part of my life. And I love the fact that I was able to bring them all together, I guess, a couple years ago, and now I get to talk about it, which is really cool.
And shared it with the world, which is even better, and people knew the story, and they knew the story behind it, and why you do what you do, especially with the charity events, and it's not just, you just do it because you'd want to, it's your passion, and it hits you right home, man, that's where it hurts.
Yeah, so I guess that's my story for our inspirational Raven story this week. I guess we should tease this next week, the 17th. The Ravens schedule is supposed to come out.
Finally.
So we'll have some more stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
I will tease this, though. It's going to be difficult for fans. I don't know how it is on the East Coast, of course, with people and time away, but it's going to be difficult to tease it. It's going to be difficult for traveling plans, because you know how we all love to go on road trips, especially me. I went on like 3 of them last year.
That's right, you did.
I'm trying to save it for the playoffs, because I believe that we'll make it again. But we got to do a lot of West Coast trips this year, fans. So gear up. It's going to be fun. And I will tease this. There may be a chance I might be going to Denver. Who knows?
Ooh, okay.
Depending on when the schedule gets released and when they play.
If they go to Florida in December and you want to go to Florida see a game, I'm there for you.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know, because apparently what happened this past year, anywhere you went in Florida in December, it was still 30 degrees.
That's true.
Yeah. I had some stories about that, and we'll get into it next time we do podcasting as well. I have some great Florida stories in the winter. But I can't wait to see how it stacks up again. We'll tease that. It's been all quiet on the free agency front. We know the Ravens have been hush-hush. The schedule gets released. The draft is less than a month, towards the end of the month, going into the first weeks of May. So it's going to be a big weekend, and I know that we're going to tease this as well, but I definitely want us to try to get on location down at the stadium for that Thursday, and we'll eye that up. We'll take care of everything. But, by the way, what date is that?
It's April 30th. I believe it's a Thursday.
Thursday, okay, because we're going to have to switch that up there.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what happens during the draft and where we go. And we'll tease that in the coming weeks. And and Brandon, really appreciate your story.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Really
love it. Thanks for listening to me.
That was great. Touched me. I really can't. I can't say enough, man.
Yeah,
thank you. This is one I'll probably save in the archives. I save all my shows, but
yeah.
Into there, it's just one of those great stories that you always want to listen to over again for motivation, inspiration, especially when you're having a bad day. I shared before we got on air, you know, we've all had our bad days. I've had a bad day, you've had a bad day, but you know, you roll with the punches. You got, tomorrow's a new day and it could always be worse, but then you hear a story like that and you're like, you got to take things, you know, lightly here. You can't always be down on yourself, and you got to put yourself in other people's shoes and have sympathy. A lot of people are just selfish, and you know, they run over the competition, or they're just that tunnel mind. It's me, and you got to slow it down, because life is just like that, and especially what happened with that situation. And just can't take it for granted, man. And really appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely.
I know it's probably kind of a little difficult, being that it was personal, and getting choked up.
I'm surprised I'm not crying right now. I don't know how I didn't shed a tear here, because it's usually pretty hard to talk about.
And I can tell. I can sense that. And it definitely would have been hard for me, too. And I really appreciate you sharing with that coming out in your heart, and sharing what's in your heart, man. I really appreciate it, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Of course.
Let's lighten it up a little bit here, okay? I want to share another Raven story from this year. Let's end on a laugh, okay?
Got it.
You know this, but the listeners out here don't know. Or they might have known this. April Fool's Day, Russell Street Report, got me good.
I did remember that,
okay.
And I busted you for it.
Yes, you did, because I forgot what day it was, and Russell Street Report put out this article, and it was like, the Ravens are bringing back throwback jerseys with the Shield logo.
I can't believe you fell for that, and because there's like, copyright laws with that.
I know.
Come on, man.
Well, it said in the article, like, they paid the guy off, and I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
Whoever wrote that is a genius.
Yeah, and I was like, that's great. And then I started going down, and it was like, Ed Reed is retiring, and then he's going into the Ring of Honor. And I was like, all right, well, that makes sense. And then the next one was, 2017, the Ravens are going to London. And I'm like, awesome! I can't wait! I'm going to London with the Ravens!
Well,
yes!
Well, to set the stage, that is legit, not that it's confirmed.
Right.
But Steve Bisciotti did say that there's a 75-80% chance that the Ravens could be in London the next 4 years. But he also said there's an 80% chance that it'll be an away game, because obviously the Ravens sell out and they're very well known for their home games and tailgating. And if it was a home game, I'd be pretty upset.
Well, yeah.
I'm not losing out on a home game, and I'm not flying to London because that's going to be a pretty penny.
Save up now because I want to go to London.
But I'm telling you, either way or home, I would love to go to London to see the Ravens play.
In London?
In London? Joey Eyes.
Yeah, and let's see what else.
Best friends reference right there.
But like going through the article, I realized after like, you know, maybe like the third or fourth good thing I was really into, and I was like, this all seemed too good to be true. And then I got to the end, I'm like, it is too good to be true. But I sent it to you, and I'm like, throwback jersey, sweet. And then I put it on the call's Facebook. Bless you. And then,
thank you. I did that on air, but hey, yeah. It comes.
I was just like, and then I put it on the Ravens or the call Facebook page. I was like, throwback jerseys.
I saw that. I literally bust out. I'm like, really?
And then I started reading the article, and I was like, oh.
But it'd be pretty cool if we had the throwbacks.
I know.
I remember the Raven bird on the side and all that. Yeah.
I would be for it, but just for like a Thanksgiving game or something. That was the other thing. They're like, Thanksgiving games every year, and I was like, great.
Yeah, you know Harbaugh. That's his MO right there. That he wants the Thanksgiving games. We all want them. Yeah. I love them, and we're undefeated on Thanksgiving. So let's keep it that way.
All right, but yeah. So let's end on a laugh. They got me good. I applaud Russell Street Report for putting that out there, because you got me. I got too excited too quick. Didn't read the whole thing. So. There you go. But, hey, if you want to continue the conversation, you want to talk to Josh or I about the Ravens, if you have an inspirational story, you want to come on the show and you want to share as well, let us know.
Or if you have any gullible stories for Mr. Gullible here.
Yeah, absolutely. If any Testaverde's coming back, you know.
So. Yeah, he could be in the Ring of Honor. Who knows?
I don't know. He's taking over for Joe, I heard. That's what I believe. So.
He's coming back.
And, hey, if you want to come to the benefit on April 19th and you're interested in buying tickets, you can tweet to me and we'll set something up. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And, Josh, where can people tweet to you?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52, as always.
All right, very cool. So go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. You can also go over to Facebook.com/BrandoCash with the Stanley Cup playoffs coming up, What the Puck, The Call, everything's going to come through there. You'll be the first to know about that. We'll do some videos when this video comes out. You'll know on that page. You can go to BrandoCash.com, get any kind of information you might need. Now, we say this all the time. We do this show for free. You guys listen and now watch the show for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and YouTube. So all we ask in return is that you guys share this stuff with everybody. We've got great download numbers. We want to continue to keep growing and getting bigger throughout the next season or two. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web, be proud and say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call. They you know, kind of know what they're talking about half the time.
A little bit sometimes.
Yeah. And you should listen to them as well. Write us an iTunes review. Wherever you guys can help us out, just spread the word about The Call. We love doing it. We love that you guys are hearing us. We're so happy we get to tell stories. But I think that's pretty much it for this show this week. So I don't know how you're going to take it out, but take it out the way you always do.
Take it out the way you always do. Thanks, Brandon. Thank you for that great inspirational story and a good few laughs there. With an April Fool's joke, and can't wait till we get to it again. We've already teased it, the scheduled release and the draft upcoming. We're going to get to the festivities down at the stadium. I really can't wait, but enjoy the inspirational messages out there. I know you can't really get enough out there these days, but there's a lot of negativity, and then this one just adds that nice positive spice to life right now and definitely what we all need. So with that being said, until the next time we actually get together and get down to the Ravens business and on things. Baltimore Ravens, just enjoy the offseason and fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.